I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 179. And joining me today, I have Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yes, and I got Alex.
We're creeping close to 200. I love it.
I know. It's fucking amazing, dude.
It's dope.
One more episode, and we'll be at like 180. And then one. And then another one after that will be at 182.
Steve just learned. So
why am I thinking about the count now?
I was gonna say but no, like for real. Like,
well, yeah.
To, you know. So to those listening, Steve literally just learned how to count past 100.
Because you know what it is, I'm trying to give you some lessons, Brian.
Oh, me lessons? Uh huh. Uh-huh.
Yes. I'm trying to give you lessons, sir.
Sure. Someone what that deals with money all the time.
What is going on, dudes?
Not
Brian,
much.
How you been, man?
I'm good. I'm grateful Halloween is over.
Yes.
Because, like, Halloween, I love Halloween, but from a liquor store standpoint, it's like, it's one of the busiest days where, like, people just, they want to drink, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, your kids are getting candy, and you're like, well, the candy's not alcoholic. I want to get some wine and some bourbon.
Well, they do have, like, liquor candies and shit, don't they?
We don't sell that.
Oh.
But okay. They do have those. So, yeah, it was good. It was just very humid yesterday in New York. It was 70 degrees for Halloween.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but meanwhile, today is, like, 50.
Well, yeah.
And my costume would have been a lot better today.
What did you go as, sir?
Well, I mean, I know I showed you guys the picture, but I didn't text everybody listening. So I dressed up as I dressed up as Fat Thor.
Yay.
And the
what I love is that Brian is like in shape and being Fat Thor. That's like kind of like counterproductive.
Well, I mean, I almost put a pillow underneath the sweatshirt, but it was just so humid that I was like, a lot of the times yesterday at work, I had to take the robe off and like, just basically just dress like I would normally for work because it was so hot.
Well, that's why you don't wear a robe. You just had like a fucking, like a cardigan on or something.
I did it legit. Like I had junk food in my pockets. I had, the wrappers from previously eaten, and credit goes to my wife, as she was like, my wife, and she was like, you should put some, you know, because we have like a box of like ring dings,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, you should put some in like your pocket and keep the wrapper, and I was like, maybe, and so yeah, credit to her for that. Basically, I had everything in the apartment already. I had the sweatshirt, the pajama bottoms, the robe, the Ray-Bans, the fingerless gloves, the cake.
Okay.
You know? So I paid nothing for my outfit, and it was fantastic. I mean, I almost originally was going to buy like some like cheap flip-flops or sandals or Crocs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I don't want to spend money for just to wear them one time.
Yeah, no. Fuck that.
Unless you rock it for next year's Comic-Con.
Yeah. But like,
or you can just rock them every other day at home.
Yeah. So like, I ended up just like wearing my my Converse because like they look slummy enough, you know.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I went as Fat Thor, and a lot of people thought I was the dude.
Same difference.
I mean, it's basically the Russo's version of the dude,
mm-hmm.
more or less. So I mean, yeah. But Yeah, but I'm just grateful Halloween is over.
Word. I feel you, man.
How about you guys? How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Alex, how you been, man?
Not bad. A couple days back, I made 4 years married. So,
yay.
So it's just kind of weird because without getting into personal stuff, my wife. Yeah, so her and I, we've been in a disagreement for quite some time already. So we didn't really celebrate, you know, because we're both kind of mad at each other for personal stuff, whatever.
You guys are about humbugging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, we've been together for this Christmas, we'll make 9 years together. So then you know.
Jesus Christ, really?
Wow.
Yeah, and then
holy fuck.
You know, married for 4 years, so yeah, it's been weird as of late, but you know what? I guess hopefully this will all blow over and whatever the hell. It's due to like difference in opinions on stuff, so yeah. But Halloween for me wasn't bad. I had a weird situation occur when I came home from work.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so when I was coming home from work, once I got to the area, for whatever reason, I decided to play some Pokemon Go because I wanted to capture a special event of Pokemon. So yeah, so the hospital that's near where I live had that Pokemon. I was like, oh, this is the best chance I can get, and I had time to get there.
Okay.
So after I capture it and I start heading back, as I'm waiting for the bus because I'm fucking tired and lazy at that point, right? I see a slight car accident happen right in front of me.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it's not as serious as you would think, but it was really, like, fucked up. So, you know how you have, like, the four-way intersection or whatever of, like, you know, that you have two sides of one thing and two sides on the other. So yeah, yeah. It's one way and one side. But yeah, so there was a car trying to like cut through.
Okay.
And at the same time, like, you know, like turning the corner. At the same time a van was going, but one was trying to pass the other. So because of which the van kind of cuts to the side of the car and all you hear is And the guy in the car, his whole fucking side fucking indented and scratched.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, so mind you, like I said, it's just happening right in front of me. So the van stops. The guy starts yelling. The guy in the car starts yelling at the dude in the van. And the van kind of goes to the front, like, you know, like a little more forward to park.
Okay.
The dude in the car, mind you, I want to say the most stereotypical, like, average ghetto dude or whatever the hell.
Okay.
And, like, you know, I was so tempted because I wanted to take this picture so bad, but when I saw this dude's face, and I just gave him a look like, yo, dude, like, you know, like, I'm sorry. Like, I gave him the I'm sorry look, like, I feel for you, because that is such an inconvenience. Because, like, both of them, like, they just wanted to get to the area, but because that happened, of course, they had to either exchange information or fist. Who knows? So yeah. So when they both pull to the side or whatever the fuck to, you know, to do whatever the hell they do, my boss comes. I'm like, I don't gotta deal with this. I just saw what happened. I'm going to go home because I'm fucking tired.
He was like, "Fuck you guys, I'm going home."
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, because the whole thing is this: is like, if something does happen or whatever, I can see it for a second. But I'm more tired than anything else, so I'd rather just go home anyway.
Right.
But yeah, so I just, like I said, for seeing that, it just made me laugh. So then another situation occurred when I'm home. As I'm walking home, for whatever reason, in my neighborhood, the big costume or the big idea that a lot of people were rocking was like stuff from The Purge.
Okay.
So
that seemed like a very Bronx thing to do.
Yeah, so a lot of people had like the light up masks and shit like that. So yeah, so at one point as I'm in the house, I'm actually watching Wednesday's episode of AEW Dynamite because I missed it on Wednesday because I was watching NXT. So I was watching Dynamite. Jennifer's working on the computer, and out of nowhere, she just hears a lot of people, you know, outside in front of the building.
Okay.
So she kind of sees outside. She sees a big group of, like, you know, I want to say kids because, you know, it seems like what kids would do. Mm-hmm. And one person is walking around with the giant speaker, and they put on that whole, "We're now commencing the annual purge."
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's funny.
That's great.
So they're walking around with that. So Jennifer right away, when she hears that and she looks outside with all these kids walking by,
she freaks the fuck out.
Hell no. Yeah, she freaks the fuck out. Oh, hell no. And gets away from the window.
She got to come to the
computer there. So she goes, "I want to see what's going on, but at the same time, I don't." And I was just like, "Jennifer, just wait till they pass, whatever. Like, there's no point for it." Because what they're gonna do is if someone notices you like kind of freaking out, whatever, trying to look, they might start like either throw something or whatever. Like they're gonna act up. Like you already know the neighborhood, you know, it's
the
neighborhood is not the best. It's very thug, dude. remember, the same neighborhood where I'm at, you know, a little distance away is those Joker steps. So yeah.
Oh wait! I didn't know that you're right by the infamous steps.
I mean, like I would have to. It's like a bus
right away. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a train bus right away, but it's still in. You know, it's in the vicinity.
Okay.
And what's funny is these steps. If you know these steps are not like the safest steps. In the winter, they're death.
Oh yeah, I mean, I saw the meme where like the picture was the steps covered in like ice and snow,
mm-hmm.
and they had a Joker slipping.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because when I saw that, I was just like, I've seen that happen in the past with those steps. Like I said, those steps are death, dude, and they're not the most sturdy. Like, I mean, not the word sturdy. Like they're so, like, you know, since it's old concrete steps.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're worn, dude. So, you know, you're gonna fuck up. Like, you're gonna fuck yourself over. You're gonna trip.
You're not gonna have a good time.
No.
You're gonna. What? You know.
You're gonna French fry before you pizza, and you're gonna die.
Yeah. You. Oh my God. You brought the South Park. Holy shit. But yeah. So. But other than that, you know, other than work, I've been actually working on like a sketch of something that I need for the latest issue.
Okay.
Nice.
So yeah, so and I actually took a picture of it and I put it on Instagram, whatever, of you know, the thing that I'm working on. So hopefully this weekend I'll be working on the webcomic and other miscellaneous things, and as adults, the adulting part of me, laundry.
Sweet.
Yeah, just not the laundry.
Hell yeah. That's awesome, dude. Yeah, so, that's awesome.
Yeah. So what you been up to, brother?
So, not too much, but other than, like, watching, like, horror movies. Well, not necessarily horror movies, but, like, you know, kind of scary movies for, you know, the Halloween season or whatever. So the last one I watched was actually pretty decent. Was a sequel to one that I watched earlier in the month, which was Creep. So I watched Creep 2. Oh, yeah.
I never watched Creep. I heard it was good, though.
It is really good. I enjoyed Creep.
The Duplass brothers, right?
Yes. Well, just one of them.
Just the one from the league?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's actually really interesting. It's very entertaining, the first one is. And then the second one, it's interesting as well. It's a found footage movie or whatever. It's a found footage horror movie.
Okay.
But it's the way that it plays out is actually really, really interesting. And I like the way they did the second one. And they kind of left it open for a third one, but I don't know if they're going to do a third one.
They'll probably do a third one.
Yeah, but it's actually really fucking cool. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. And because the first one was interesting in its own, but actually watching when I was like, okay, they have a second one, I was like, okay, can it be as good as the first one? And of course, it's not as good as the first one, but it is a little different than the first one.
Do you have to watch the first one to see the second one?
You kind of do.
Okay.
Like, you don't have to, but in order to actually see what's going on and understand how everything is happening and how everything is playing out, it would be good to watch both of them.
So it's like certain references in two are from one, more or
yes.
less.
Okay. Yes, certain references, certain callbacks, but not necessarily like it doesn't literally do the exact same thing as the first.
I'll get into them. I wanted to watch the first one. I just never got around to it.
Yeah, like I said, they're both found footage movies, so there is a reason why they are found footage movies.
Okay.
And it explains it all from the get, and it's actually pretty interesting and weird and pretty fun.
Nice.
Yeah. It's actually very weird. the second one takes it to that next level of weirdness, but it's pretty good. I like it.
Nice.
Also, another thing that I've been doing, I've been catching up on something that we spoke about last week, what that was in the news. I've been watching some AEW. I've been getting back. Like, that's kind of why I kind of guffawed when you mentioned it a little while ago. I've been catching up on the older episodes of AEW. It's only been like 5 weeks or five episodes or whatever to watch, so I've been watching that. And yeah. Before we came on to the recording, I was watching this last week's episode, and it was pretty fucking good so far.
They're doing really good.
Yeah, it's it's interesting because, like, I haven't watched wrestling in a really fucking long time. Like, I actually sat down and watched more than just, like, one or two matches.
Because if you look at, and I've spoken about this before, is that with AEW, there's just more energy to it. Like, I mean, I told you guys, like, I mean, and Alex was there to witness it. Like, watching that panel was better than the last, like, handful of amounts of live events I've mm-hmm. went to for the other company. You know, like...
Well, and it's also because I think another thing about it is that, like, the fact that they don't have the old fucking wrestlers that we've seen forever.
I mean, Crown Jewel, for example, it's... Why do we still care about Team Hogan and Team Flair?
Yeah.
The only reason why I kind of care is there's like one or two wrestlers that I like that were in that match. One of them being Rusev.
Fine, but but Hogan and Flair, like, this isn't 1986.
Brian, we discussed this outside of the podcast. Remember this: when it comes to Saudi Arabia, whatever, like they love wrestling, you know what I mean? Like, they
right,
and a lot of the fans like the old school stuff. That's right. The reason why they invite all these legends to have these matches and stuff.
Right. Like,
even though you had that clusterfuck of fucking Undertaker versus Goldberg, you know, and the last one.
With Hogan and Flair, it's like these guys should not be wrestling anymore. I mean,
no,
they're not wrestling. They weren't wrestling, dude. They were just managing.
Oh, okay, because I didn't care to watch Crown.
They shouldn't be anywhere near a ring right now.
Like, I'm honestly, I'm honestly very close to, like, canceling my subscription to the network.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it makes me laugh because I already know three or four people that already have after the last few pay-per-views.
It's just, like, I don't even, like, go on Hulu and watch, like,
matches the mini replay of it.
Yeah, like, I just stopped caring about WWE. It's like they haven't been good. I mean, this whole like Lashley and Lana thing, And you know about the Brazers tweet, but to them, right?
Nope. Oh yeah, my god.
Yeah, I see that.
About a satisfying finish or whatever, or a good story or something in that realm. But yeah, it's to the point where I pretty much stopped caring about anything that WWE puts out. And it's a shame because I was a diehard, and they just not have been.
Because at the point in time, there was nothing to compare to it. Like, it was the cream of the crop. It was the top of the mountain that, like,
right.
Nobody
yes,
could fucking face.
And then remember, after the whole Monopoly thing of, you know, that WWE bought WCW and ECW went bankrupt, and then WWE decided to bring it back because they bought the rights to ECW. Like, it, you know, WWE did, it's like a smart thing, but at the same time, it's a double-edged sword, dude, because you need competition. You need something, out there to be like, well, I mean, like, you do have a lot of indie stuff, but it's really not much the same. Like, I remember when Impact decided, and this is around the time, mind you, Hogan was there and Bischoff was there when they were trying to compete with Raw. When TNA decided to go on, you know, the same time, and TNA got demolished, dude.
I remember. Yeah.
So, question: what exactly happened to TNA?
It's around, but they lost.
So it's still around.
Yeah, it's still around, dude. Okay. It's not TNA anymore. It's just on that Impact Wrestling. The rights to TNA, I think. I don't know if it was Spike that got to keep. I'm not 100% sure, but it is just now known as Impact Wrestling.
Okay.
Right.
So they're still around. A lot of the originals are gone. You have like maybe like one or two originals left.
Yeah, because all the originals went to like either the E or they went to the AEW.
Right.
Dude, if you look at it, almost all of Raw is most of TNA's, you know, best.
Yeah, which nobody really cares for.
Right.
Yeah. So,
which makes you wonder, like, how best are they?
Okay, so what I wanted to go make a point when it came to AEW. Hold on, I got to sneeze. Hold up. Okay. When it comes to AEW, the thing is this. The reason why it's so successful, other than having a lot of great talent, you have the loyalty of a fan base where a lot of these guys, when they were in the indies, you know, the up-and-comers, the ones that are actually like the big stars there now, they have a diehard fan base.
Yeah, they do.
And because of that, they rolled with that, and that helped that promotion, you know, continue, like how it's pushing now. The only thing that I've heard that's a little negative is that this pay-per-view that's coming up, I think it's next Saturday.
Yes.
I don't think they sold it out like that yet. Like they're getting there, but it's because the card that they have, a lot of people aren't as crazy about it, you know, as they thought that it would be.
Right. But if you think about it, we still have like another fucking like almost 10 more days as of this recording. So I have like another 9 more days.
Yeah. So yeah. But you get what I mean, dude. Like it's you know, they still have a great fan base, and every time when they go to different places, they do sell out. So at least that. It's just, you know, as of right now, that's just the one thing that's kind of like negative. But even with that, you have a plethora of positives.
Right.
And they can, you know, like right now, they're killing it in the ratings versus NXT.
Mm-hmm.
And
honestly, like, nobody really wants to watch NXT.
Well, to be honest,
I'd say
I'd rather watch NXT than Raw and SmackDown.
Right. Yep. 100%.
Yeah, so I do like NXT because they do have a lot of great talent there. And it's funny because one of the better guys that was a part of, like, you know, the main roster actually went back down to NXT. Well, for the main reason is so you could give star power to that promotion, because since they put it on USA, because before it was exclusive to the network.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But to compete with AEW, that's when they decided to put it at the same time as Dynamite.
Right.
So, you know, you have a promotion that's backed up because it's a property of Royal Wrestling Entertainment versus a newer thing but has a diehard audience. You know, it's a good thing, man. Like, you have choices now.
Yeah.
I mean, you've always had choices, you have choices, dude, but...
But they weren't.
Now, it's just like, yeah. I mean, like I said, when in doubt, they're so, dude, you have, what is it, Major League Wrestling, that they have, like, the channel on YouTube. You have, there's a lot of promotions that have YouTube channels that you can watch matches. So, like, dude, there's any kind of way that you can get, you can watch wrestling.
See what it is that people aren't really like that privy to it. Like, they're just like, okay, I just want to watch whatever's on TV. I don't want to just search for it.
Well, yeah, like, it's so hard, you know, but yeah.
Dude, right, if somebody really wants to watch it, they'll find a way to watch it. But if somebody's just like, oh yeah, I'm just like, you know, an occasional watcher like me. Like, I haven't watched wrestling in years. Like, it's been almost like a fucking decade that I can literally say that I haven't literally sat and watched the whole thing, other than like fucking like a WrestleMania or something, but like the main shows and shit. I haven't watched that shit in forever.
Now, my question is this, since you've been watching a few episodes or whatever, do you have a favorite already, a favorite person?
At this point, no, I don't have a favorite wrestler right now, but I'm kind of enjoying the whole, what's his name? Fucking Orange Cassidy.
Dude, he is such a big name on the in the indies right now. And I love, like, his gimmick is so unique. And a lot of, like...
His gimmick is hilarious, dude.
Dude, the his gimmick and the way that he wrestles, a lot of, like, old school wrestlers don't like it. Because most of the time, if you notice it, that he keeps his hands in his pocket a lot of times. And so, you know,
reminds me of like the old school, like fucking the strap matches that they had back in the day. Remember when they used to have their hands strapped behind their backs and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I love about Orange Cassidy, that he's such a unique character. And the gimmick, since his name is Orange Cassidy, his nicknames are Freshly Squeezed. Yeah. And the King of Soft Style.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking dope.
So remember that match that was on Wednesday that they were wrestling against
the three man tag?
Yeah, the six man tag. So mm-hmm. It was against the Hybrid 2 and Chris Sabian or whatever. Yeah. And I thought it was funny when they tagged him in and he started doing the kicks and the fans were going crazy, like, you know, ah! he's not even hitting you. He's just like, eh. And it, but like I said, it's part of the gimmick and the fans fucking eat that shit up, dude. And I said, it's just so stupid that it's great.
I enjoyed him. I actually also enjoyed that first match that was on this week's. It was pretty good too. I completely forgot who was in the match, but it was really good. It was with Jericho and
the fucking Sammy Guevara.
Yeah, Sammy Guevara and the other
Hangman.
The Hangman, yes.
Yeah, Hangman Adam Page. Yeah.
Match too.
Dude, I gotta send you a match that you're gonna love. It's from an indie promotion, but it's two dudes that are in AEW. Mm-hmm. So there was a match that I just saw the other day. It was Orange Cassidy versus Joey Janela.
Okay.
And Joey Janela was doing, like, he came in dressed like Orange Cassidy, so he was known as for that match he was known as Tangerine Janela.
Okay.
So yeah, so it was just hilarious that both of them like that. So you know, and they both they were going back and forth with their soft style at one point.
Nice. I'm also digging on fucking Kenny Omega, dude. He's pretty damn good.
Dude, Kenny Omega is like king of the fucking indies right now.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking good. Like, wow, I like it. Cause it's what it is. It's like watching this is kind of like getting a breath of fresh air when it comes to watching wrestling and shit.
Yep.
Like watching all the old school shit and like all the fucking like the WWE shit. I'm like, eh. Like it just doesn't seem right because everything's all like gimmicky and fucking. It's too much storyline.
With this, remember, like, that was part of old school wrestling. That's why.
I know, and that's the thing. Like, they continue to go with the old school shit, not worry about, you know, newer fans or not even just newer fans, but people that don't want to watch fucking soap opera all the time.
Because it's 90% soap opera and like 10% matches on Raw for 3 hours.
Yeah, and the fact that it's fucking 3 hours long, what the fuck?
I think that should have been like a let's try it every now and again, but when they fully went 3 hours, it's like, no.
Dude, good. 3 hours, 3 hours is a pay-per-view thing. Like, just leave it like fucking 2 hours long with commercials in between. I don't want to see a fucking...
Like...
No.
I wish it was 3 hours when they were good. You right. know, like, Attitude Era, you know, Stone Cold, The Rock, old school Triple H, things like that would have been great for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But
dude, that was the whole thing. Remember, the first hour was Raw, and then the end where it started getting a little more raunchy was Warzone.
Yes.
Yeah. Before Warzone became Raw's War.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but remember, Warzone was like a little more like, you know, like it stepped up. Like, you know, this is around the time when, you know, the kids were going to bed, so that's when he started going a little more like, mm-hmm. you know. Did you see what Stone Cold did? No, I fell asleep. Well, good. You can't
see what Stone Cold did. Like, it's for the grown-ups.
Like, it was great when, like, it was great when I was watching it, and it was like, oh, you know, like, they saved Triple H's return, you know, at MSG for, like, 11 o'clock, and, like, he went on until, like, 11:25, you know? Or little things like that, where it's like, oh, the Rock is here. You know, but he hasn't been on TV yet. And it's like, oh, it's 11:05. The show's going to end in like, because when you went to Guide, it was like, oh, it's over by like 11:10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you went to whatever was next. And it's like, oh, they were able to push it and get that
11, just get those last few minutes
shot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then like, that's what it was entertaining. But now it's just like, nah.
Like, no, it has to be shut off now.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'll still watch the Royal Rumble when it comes out, you know, and I'll watch until whenever for WWE. I'll watch AEW from now on because it's entertaining.
Yeah, it's fun.
It really is.
And Jericho, man. Jericho is just like, he's a good actor.
That he is. Dude. And I mean, and
so
I
told is, yeah. Like, Jericho is the right thing for that promotion right now.
Because mm-hmm. this is like...
That is the simplest way that I can put it. Like he made a right choice to do that. To, like, you know, to give his all to this new upstart company.
Yeah, and to be like the biggest heel ever, too.
Right, but without a filter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like you, they don't drop F-bombs like that, so you know.
No, but what I mean is like, he's not scripted heel.
Right.
He can ad lib and, you know, like that when he introduced the Inner Circle, like what was it last week or mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago? And like everybody's chanting out "We the People" for Hager. And he's like, that was a dumb decision by bad creative. And like just immediately just shut that down.
I mean, yeah. Like what I love is remember in the panel that when they were chanting Y2J, Y2J is dead. Like, and that's where everybody started going, Jericho.
Right. It's And now they're saying that like Moxley is basically like the Steve Austin of AEW.
It makes sense. Yeah. It makes complete sense.
Because he was
another thing too, that when he was Dean Ambrose, they mm-hmm. held him back a lot. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, I think you and I talked about this outside. Yeah, so outside of you know, WWE, whatever, like when they were when these guys first came out on NXT, and mm-hmm. then when they first brought them, when they first, you know, bumped them up.
Yep.
The way that I saw it, mm-hmm. Dean Ambrose was supposed to be the standout because he was the one that cut the most promos. Yep. He was the one that was like really out there. And, yep. you know, this is before Seth Rollins got his footing, you know, and yeah. Roman was just the muscle.
Yep.
But I always saw that Dean was supposed to be the top person. And then from there, it just, you know, like they held them back and they kept pushing Rollins. Now, right. I will still say this, though. Like, I'm not saying Seth Rollins is not talented. I just don't like him as much.
He's not, like, he's not good. He's not a good fucking, like, I don't care.
No.
No, like, wrestling-wise or whatever, he's good, dude. Like, I'll admit that he's a good worker. But, you know, I don't, like, for whatever reason, it's like, I don't gravitate towards him as I did with, like, Dean Ambrose because of the way that he was.
Right, and what you can say is the same thing I just said about him. You can easily say, I just don't care.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I mean, it's also like if you look at S.H.I.E.L.D., right, when S.H.I.E.L.D. was a thing, it's like...
Yeah, they got rid of Coulson and shit. Yeah, I get it.
Har. they kept pushing Roman when he wasn't ready. Reigns was not ready on the mic. Not at all.
Wasn't ready for years. But you know what the problem, like, the problem is? Since he had the look, they were like, he could get it within time.
Right. But it's like, and it's a shame, too, because as hated as Roman Reigns is, it's like, his real self is loved by everybody.
Dude. For him to get over it, it took him to get fucking leukemia again and to beat it for people to actually like him.
It's so true.
And, you know, and to be honest with you, like, I'm you know, kudos to him that he beat leukemia again and all that stuff, whatever. I still don't like him as a wrestler. You know, like, you know, like, as a person, he seems nice and like that. And I would be like, you know, you're a good dude. As a wrestler, I don't like him. And, you know, I can see right now, whatever, people could just be like, oh, my God, you're an ass. Okay, this is some geek shit, guys.
Yeah,
we geeked out about wrestling for too long.
Yeah, we went on a huge wrestling. Yeah, we kind of went back to the fucking the fucking Inner City Geeks fucking podcast. Fucking,
we went to the ICG PW Slamcast.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So it's Brian and I with special guest Steve.
Yeah, basically. yeah, so let's get into some geek shit.
Geek shit, yes.
This week we got pretty fucking cool shit. Kind of depressing shit, but kind of cool shit at the same time, too. So the first depressing thing that I can say, well, the only depressing thing out of this week, was that the two dudes that were behind fucking Game of Thrones, who was it, David Benioff or Benioff and DB Weiss, basically were like, we really don't want to do Star Wars anymore, because they were, you know, signed on to do, you know, the next trilogy,
right,
in the whole Star Wars thing, and they were pretty much like, yeah, no, because Netflix offered them a fuck ton of money to do something for them. So yeah, they were like, yeah, no, we're good. We're gonna go away. We're gonna do our own thing over here. Even though we love Star Wars, we're gonna...
They want money. That's what it is.
Dude, they're getting nine figures from Netflix.
Oh yeah. They're gonna be like, Star Wars, what's a Star Wars?
Yeah.
what is this, War in the Stars? What?
Yeah, exactly. So there, for nine figures, you're like, yeah, fuck you guys. Thank you, Disney, but no thank you, Disney. We're just going to do our own thing. Even though it would have been kind of interesting to see what they were going to do for Star Wars.
It would have.
From what I've heard, heard across the internet, they're saying that what it could have been, they could have done the whole, you know, Knights of the Old Republic.
Okay.
Which would have been very interesting to see because that's something that hasn't been touched.
This is true.
Yeah, so, but we'll see. We'll see what they have in talks and they have in their brains for the future for Star Wars or who else is going to do something. Because, of course, they still have Rian Johnson doing another trilogy on top of whatever else is coming out.
Yay.
On top of the fact that they also have the
Mandalorian. I don't even know if that was insincere for a second, but maybe it was, Brian.
And they also have Mandalorian coming out in the next couple of weeks.
Alex, my yay was very sarcastic. So.
Oh, yeah, that was super good.
It was kind of like, is he being a dick?
It's like, because Rian Johnson did such a great job on The Last Jedi.
Well, some people enjoy it. Other people don't.
It was okay. It wasn't the best.
Like I said, at this point, like what I say about a lot of things is that, you know, everything nowadays is very subjective.
Yeah. But I seriously, Star Wars news, like I legit cannot wait for Mandalorian.
Yeah, and that's coming out in the next like 12 days as of this recording.
Yeah, yeah. I'm super stoked for it. And Bill Burr's in it, for crying out loud.
Yes, I was kind of wondering why he tweeted the trailer the other day.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that. I just happened to see one of my friends posted an image of Bill Burr like in Mandalorian. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was kind of worried. I was like, what? Why is he tweeting this? Is he? I don't remember him being, you know, into the Star Wars stuff. I remember him being, you know, kind of like a jockey type dude, always into like sports and shit. But yeah, this was different for me. I was like, okay, cool. I'll take it.
I mean, you got everything. Everybody from Bill Burr to Werner Herzog in this movie. In this TV show.
And yeah. It's like, and Apollo Creed is in it. And,
yes, he is.
Yeah.
Who is playing the Mandalorian?
That I'm not sure. No fucking clue.
Huh. I have a phone. I'm gonna look this up.
But yeah,
I was gonna joke around saying maybe French actor Juicy Smollett.
It could be. You know? He has no other job. He has nothing else to do. So,
yeah. No empire. May I have Star Wars money, please?
And like, that's a different empire I want to be on.
Oh, it's Pedro Pascal.
Oh. Who is Pedro Pascal?
You have seen him in. He's been in everything from. He was in Equalizer 2.
Didn't see that.
He was in Kingsman: The Golden Circle, the sequel.
Okay.
He was Whiskey. He's been on Narcos as Javier Pena. He had a 7-episode arc on The Mentalist. He has quite the run. He was on an episode. No, I'm sorry. He was in the mini series TV movie thing for Burn Notice. It was the Fall of Sam Axe. It was a prequel thing they did.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like he has quite the IMDb. So yeah, okay. I'm down with that. He was good in all those things I've seen him in. So.
I was gonna joke around saying, like, oh my god, Brian, so he has a decent resume.
He has a resume.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And let me be fancy. Resume.
Oh.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, for real sadness this week though, we lost the great John Witherspoon.
Yes, we did.
Voice of Granddad. You know, and then the Friday trilogy. I mean,
the Wayans brothers,
everything.
Pops, I mean, yeah, he was Pops.
And
he was Granddad in fucking
Boondocks. Yeah. That's what I said first.
Yeah, he just said that already.
I know.
But it was such a great role that we have to say it twice.
Exactly.
And it's so kind of like one of my favorite scenes with John Witherspoon was in Little Nicky when he stole the flask.
Oh, that's right.
And
yeah.
So you know when you trying to give me the evil eye? You just like you know him doing all that, just acting up. I was like, fuck it, this dude's a genius.
Now the thing about this is like. As we spoke about a couple of weeks back, was the Boondocks revival HBO thing with Aaron Magruder returning as creator or producer. It's like, I wonder what they're going to do now with Granddad. If they're keeping the same voice cast, I wonder how this affects the reboot.
Unless they already recorded all that shit, which I doubt. But we never know.
they probably recorded a couple of episodes more than likely already.
Maybe,
but the way that I would see it is they may pull like how they did like with Toy Story 4 with Don Rickles, that they'll take like sound bites and kind of like see what they can do with that for a bit,
right?
Or the next best thing that you can normally do, and even though it may hinder it a little bit, you get another actor that's somewhat famous that has a similar voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they do that.
Because there are some voice actors that can do impersonation. So.
Right, but there's also his son, who's an actor. So maybe if the son sounds like him, you know, because every son kind of sounds like their parent in some form or another. So who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Another thing in news this week. That isn't necessarily depressing. It's actually a lot easier and more exciting. The next two things that I got are pretty fucking exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Is the fact that the CW is finally going to do a Superman story.
And it's the actor who played him on Supergirl, right?
Yes. It's
Tyler Hoechlin.
Hoechlin. I always think his name is fucking Hoechlin.
We're both right, I guess.
Yeah.
until he like, you know, tweets us going like, it's this.
Basically. So it's basically him. Dude that plays Superman in Supergirl and you know, in all the crossovers so far, as well as Elizabeth Tolock as Lois Lane.
Right. And she was Lois Lane on all the appearances on these crossovers.
Exactly. So now they will both be together, especially now that both of them actually like if in the last one the last crossover we saw that she was pregnant.
Right.
So it'd be interesting to see the whole storyline that's going to be happening now with them, because of course they're going to build their story right after, you know, Crisis or whatever, you know, after the Arrow first finishes or whatever.
Mhm.
So it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with that.
Which, by the way, I'm caught up on Arrow right now.
Good. With all the new stuff too, or just the old stuff?
No, in general. Like, I'm re-binge watching the originals like for the eighth time, but the current season.
Uh huh.
So, episode 3 was really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm like, I kind of wish Season 7 was this good.
I was kind of skeptical about this season. Be that it is a shorter season, and the fact that they're
incorporating
the old shit with the new shit.
Yeah, but it's just working. I mean,
yeah,
One of my favorite things. I think I spoke to you guys about this last time was with the first episode where in the original season. Oliver tried, you know, he escaped on Diggle,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like tuck and rolling out of the car and Diggle not knowing. And then this time he's like, he's caught on because he's Earth One Dig and like, nope, the door's locked.
He's like, no, bitch, you ain't going nowhere.
And then this being pretty much focused on Oliver's relationship with Thea
mm-hmm.
and just seeing how she's grown, because she's been off the show for a season and a half or something.
Yeah.
And then them going back without showing it, going back to the mountain from season four.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, from season three, where Oliver got stabbed through.
And what the good thing about this season also is that it doesn't necessarily retcon anything.
No, it doesn't.
Because essentially, these are all different worlds.
Yes.
And they're not stuck in one just plain world. Or Earth One or whatever.
And I'm not gonna say spoiler talk about how the show ended or that episode ended, but oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like as soon as like thing happened and it was like, nope, the Arrow logo, I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, no. It's a doozy.
Yeah, it really is. I think I have an episode of Flash to watch tonight.
Yes, I have to catch up on The Flash. I have to catch up on...
I haven't watched the other CW.
Black Lightning is actually pretty damn good. That's actually really good so far.
I need to catch up on that too. Yeah, like I've only watched...
You kind of see the beginnings of how he's going to have a team and shit like that. So it's really fucking cool.
All right, awesome.
Batwoman is actually really good.
You were saying, and I gotta...
Supergirl is really good too.
I might just like... wait for those to hit Netflix.
Okay, that's a long time from now.
Yeah, but I mean, if it gets really good, I don't want to be like, oh no, and then miss, you know, like have to like wait a week or two to like catch up. So if it hits net, like I haven't watched any of the final season of Supernatural yet, and apparently they're like four episodes deep already. So I'm like, you know what? It's like that's another thing. I'll just wait till it's Netflix.
Dude, I haven't watched that in ages. I think the last time I watched that, it was like season 7 or some shit.
Damn.
But after like the third time I try to cancel the show.
It's as we spoke last time that it was on, it's like Supernatural's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of DC and Supernatural, did you see apparently Jensen Ackles went as Batman for Halloween?
Yes, that was pretty funny.
That was a great costume too.
Mm-hmm.
But no, as for what we were saying in the original, part of DC, the fact that we're getting a Superman and Lois Lane TV show.
Yes, it's very, very fucking cool. It's something that, you know, that everybody's kind of like been waiting for, because now they technically have a Batman show in a way.
Right.
So now that they're bringing, you know, Superman into its own show, because they were kind of afraid of doing that because... they were like, yeah, let's focus on his little cousin instead.
Yeah.
And then just have him in as just like a side project.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting the way they did that. And I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen with the show.
I'm happy about this. I mean, I thought he was great on the two episodes he started on, you know, for Supergirl. I'm like, oh. Exactly. And because he had that like dorky... cocky,
he fits.
Yeah, he fits that universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a really good. Like, I'm surprised because I didn't know anything that he did before, and apparently he did like some bullshit that I wouldn't have liked anyway.
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't even like search that. I just like, who is this guy? Okay, he looks good. Done.
Yeah. So fuck it. But yeah, good job on fucking DC actually picking a good Superman.
I'm excited. The Berlantiverse, it continues.
Yes, 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 yes. And speaking of the Berlantiverse, we got some more news this week, and a lot of it is coming out of the new HBO Max.
Yes.
So HBO Max is, of course, you know, HBO's new thing. They're coming out with, of course, new content.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's TV shows or movies or whatever the fuck they're trying to do, they're doing a lot of shit. And then a couple of things that's going to be happening for the HBO Max is that they're going to be putting a lot of, about three shows for, you know, this service. And the three shows that they have so far, well, the one show, let's start with that, is they're going to be releasing season 2 of Doom Patrol.
Nice.
On both the DC Universe and the HBO Max. So you could watch them both on either one.
Interesting.
Yes, which is very interesting because I'm like, okay, cool, that makes sense. But would these other shows be on there as well? And the two shows that I'm really excited for is one, The Strange Adventures, which is basically following Adam Strange.
Okay.
Which is, from the description, is basically it's a DC superhero anthology that will feature characters from across the DC universe in general. And it's going to be an hour long drama that explores closed-ended stories that would be inspecting lives and the ordinary humans and superheroes. So basically, like, you know, kind of like a fly on the wall.
Okay.
And if you've read, you know, the Adam Strange stuff, it's kind of weird. It's kind of cool, though. And it does a lot of space shit, too, which is kind of interesting. And this show is also, you know, going to be produced by the Berlanti man.
Nice.
Which is very interesting, so I'm kind of excited for that. And another thing that's going to be coming for HBO Max is Green Lantern. A Green Lantern show. It's coming directly to the HBO Go, HBO Max, which is very fucking interesting because we haven't seen anything decent from Green Lantern since, like, fucking Nathan Fillion was Green Lantern in fucking in the Justice League. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited to see that. So,
damn, I was going to mention that cartoon that they had.
Yeah, that too. Like, what was it? Which one was it? Because I know he was, I know he played him in, what was it? The one that Batman, Justice League Doom. That one.
Okay, well. What I was mentioning is that the one that was on Cartoon Network for a while, that it had like the same kind of animated style as like the animators.
Justice League Unlimited?
CGI.
Yeah, Justice
League. Yeah, it had like that. No, I'm just saying, no, but Green Lantern had his own show that it had like that same like style and look.
Oh, CGI. Yeah, I got you.
And that was actually pretty good. And
it was pretty good. It was. It just sucked that it was like an open ended and shit. It didn't really have a decent ending to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they left it open because I think they thought they were gonna get another season or something, if I remember correctly. And nope.
And they were like, "Fuck you, we're not gonna do this anymore." Yeah, but no, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's gonna happen with this, with the Green Lantern or whatever. Because from what it's saying is that Green Lantern is just going to be, you know, shot in space. They don't really have much, you know, much information on it yet. Because, of course, it's not something that they're putting all their excitement into or whatever for now.
Right.
But also another show that's coming to the you know, HBO Maxes is it's going to be more like a kiddie show or whatever. Kind of like a cartoon, kind of like, you know, we'll see.
Okay.
But it's going to be the DC Superhero High.
Interesting.
It's going to be a half-hour comedy series, which follows a group of students experiencing the fun and drama of adolescence in a boarding school for the gifted kids. And these teens are just trying to navigate the pressures of high school. But none of them realize that someday they will become legendary DC superheroes.
Okay.
So it's a stupid fucking premise, but it makes sense. It's kind of cool.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. I'm not gonna shit on it yet, but it's kind of like seeing fucking like the X-Men all over again. Like the old X-Men, or like Wolverine and the X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally kind of, it reminds me of that shit. I'm like, okay. Kind of excited to see that, but kind of not at the same time. But yeah, like, I'm excited. I want to see what's going to happen. Yeah. And that's it for me. I know, Brian, you gave us something this week.
I did. I gave you two things, actually.
Yes, you did.
The first one is, I'll save the best for last, but the first one.
Yes, give us the best for last.
Is that we're getting, officially, we're getting Ant-Man 3.
Yes. With the same director.
With the same director. Peyton Reed is back.
Yes.
And I like that. I like that they kept a consistent director.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like,
it's great that they actually did that.
Just like why I'm extremely happy that James Gunn is back for Guardians.
Yes.
Because it's their vision and they'll make it work. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can't, and this is why, in my opinion, as much as I like Deadpool 2, Deadpool 1 was better.
Right. Because it was.
Forget about like the low budget thing, but like Tim Miller was great. And then they brought on, I forget who directed 2, but like it just wasn't the same. You know? So like the mm-hmm. fact that, so the fact that we're getting the same director for Ant-Man 3 is going to work because he's watched his characters grow.
Yeah.
So that is awesome that we're getting that.
Oh yeah, it is.
But then a little while later, I saw on Facebook a little
The Facey Space.
I saw a little tiny video that was tweeted out and then shared through a friend's page. And it was announcing Into the Spider-Verse 2.
Yes, which is very fucking cool because Into the Spider-Verse was fucking
amazing film. And spoiler warning for those who haven't seen it, that post-credit scene with Miguel O'Hara.
With Spider-Man's Web 99.
Exactly.
For those that don't know.
Yeah. Would be nice to see him in that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, do you have to bring on Peter B. Parker? Not really.
Not really. You don't have to.
It would be great to have him because Jake Johnson was perfect.
It would be cool to have, like, all the versions of Spider-Man.
Right. And just, I mean, even bring on maybe Superior at one point.
Yes, please.
Or because, you know...
I'm not gonna lie, but that Superior Spider-Man line was probably one of my favorite Spider-Man stories. Like, actually got me back into reading more Spider-Man.
Yeah, because that was just a dope arc. Yeah. And then it was even good, like, right after that too, like right around the time where they introduced Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like
just before they started doing the whole, you know, the other Spider-Verse again.
Right. It's like, I forget the chick that was like, kind of in love with Parker, who, when it was Octavius.
Black Cat?
No. Oh, no, like the midget. One of his like science.
The midget.
Lab Pete. Yeah. Her. And like.
Or the little person.
Yeah. Her vertically challenged self. But when it was like, oh, yeah, you're not him.
Yeah. You know, like, yeah, I figured it out. You're not gonna lie to me, bitch.
But no, it was like reading that like handful of issues that I've read. I'm like, this was great, and that's because, you know, the Superior Spider-Man line story arc set that up. And yeah, I'm excited that we're getting a Spider-Verse 2 because, like, maybe now they'll delve into that a little bit, or at least set it up for Spider-Verse 3.
Yeah, exactly. The girl that was it was Anna Maria Marconi.
Okay, I would have never remembered that. So thank you.
Yes.
But yeah, that's my news. I'm excited.
Fuck yeah, man. I'm fucking excited for it too. I'm really excited to see what's gonna happen with this, especially being a big fan of the Spider-Verse and all of the Spider-Verse shits. Like, fuck yes.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to me now. But unfortunately, this does not come out till 20 motherfucking 22.
Yeah. Well, you figure it's going to take a lot of time to just animate.
Yeah.
Because that was some of the greatest animation I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was.
It's like they
it was the best mix of like 2D, 3D, and fucking like CGI shit.
Because it kind of looked like Excuse me. It kind of looked like what happened is that if you take the old school classic boxing posters,
mm-hmm.
colorized it and made it lifelike.
Yeah.
And, you know, and put a real life element behind it. And there was so much into that that it was just like mind-blowingly awesome.
Yeah, it was a good fucking job by fucking Sony yeah. animations and shit.
But see, and that's just it, though. It's like, I'm only raving about the animation. I haven't gotten into how great the story was.
The writing,
the acting, everything was so well done. And, I mean, the whole thing with, like, his uncle with Prowler, like, I knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still sad when it happened.
Yep.
You know, like, so I could only imagine what they have in store for 2.
And what excites me about it, too, is the fact that they actually introduced Miles Morales into it. Which,
yeah.
like, yes, like, okay, we don't have to worry about Peter Parker anymore.
Right. This is not his movie.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, for me, Peter Parker will always be Spider-Man. Because that's how it was for generations. And Miles has only been out for 10 years now.
Yeah, give or take a good decade or so.
Yeah. I think Miles started getting created around the time where you and I were in the same building, so 2012.
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
yeah, so basically. So he's already impacted such a culture and has brought out everything from like cosplays and Halloween costumes and fans across the world mm-hmm. that like that's why it was exciting to see a character of that ethnicity.
Yep. The first biracial or whatever, dude.
Right. To break out and be the star. It does not mm-hmm. have to be about Peter Parker.
Yeah.
I mean...
Just so you know, just for those people that don't know, Miles Morales was created in 2011.
Okay, so there you go. So 8 years.
Yes. And he was created by Brian Michael Bendis.
Even better.
Yeah.
It's somebody who decided, you know, a Caucasian artist who decided to go, hey, an ethnic person can too be a hero and be this person who Miles turned into.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It's one of my favorite things in the last few years, in the last decade or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm more than happy to see what we have next in store for Miles.
Motherfucking right.
Because I forget who voiced him. But like, even he did a great job. But like seeing.
Yeah, it was a dude from the fucking, from the Get Down.
Okay. But if you.
Shamar Moore. Oh, okay. Shameik Moore.
So like if you look at the way Young Miles was written and how his story just changed as his life went on, as the movie went on, and you see he went from just being this better than average kid become a hero in his own.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, of course, being like, oh, I idolize Spider-Man. But then to go from that and to be Spider-Man.
Yep.
It was just so beautiful. And like, I can't wait to see what we get from him, because I mean, we don't know if it's going to be like right after the first one. Is it going to be a couple of years down the road where he's already been training? You know, so like, I really can't wait to see.
Or if he's been going extensively into like more training with everybody else in the Spider-Verse.
Right, and maybe he won't get his hand stuck on Gwen's hair anymore.
Right, exactly. I would hope that he figured that shit out already.
You know, but no, that was just a great film, and I'm excited that we're getting a sequel.
Oh, yeah.
God, I need to watch
it. It'd be cool if they actually go by the actual storyline in this one, the Spider-Verse storyline.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really fucking dope.
I just also hope that we get John Mulaney and Nicolas Cage back.
I hope so.
And maybe Maybe Noir figured out how to solve a Rubik's Cube by now.
Hopefully.
that was such a great little line too. He's like, it's all in gray. God, I think I'm really gonna I don't know if I'm gonna do it tonight, but like this weekend I'm totally gonna rewatch that movie.
Yeah, you and I motherfucking both.
And didn't it win like best animated at last year or this early, like earlier this year, the Oscars or whatever?
I think it won something. It won an Oscar for something.
Because it was just that good.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Unless, Alex, do you have anything?
Did we mention about that they finally put out pictures of the updated Sonic the Hedgehog in the movie?
No, we didn't.
No.
I honestly don't think we're very excited for it.
I don't care about that
movie. Well, to be honest with you, when I shared the pictures with you, I was just like, it was a lot better than the original thing. And they should have done that from the get.
Right, they made it look more like the comic.
Yeah. More
like the comic, not only just the comic, but the video game too.
Yeah, like, it looked a lot better. So let's just see now what's going to happen if they're going to put out a trailer anytime soon. But yeah, but oh man, I still remember when we talked about that, the whole backlash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, we're gonna replace everything.
I just really hope that movie's good, because like, I mean, I don't have faith in the Sonic movie.
Yeah, I honestly I don't care.
I know one person in a group that may have faith.
Who?
Frank. Remember Frank loves Sonic?
Yeah. No, but he also was like, fuck these games.
Yeah.
They weren't good games.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess since I have announced something on the Facey space, I guess I should announce it on air too.
I'm tonight. Surprised that you not say anything about this earlier.
Well,
do we need a drum roll?
Steve's gonna like insert one pre-edit, like a legit one. And the announcement is Rage Against the Machine and My Chemical Romance are reuniting.
Yay!
I gotta go.
So the announcement is I am going to be a father.
Yay!
And
one child, right?
No, it's going to be twins.
That's awesome, dude. We're excited for you, man.
Thank you. It started out as one, and then it became two.
It split.
it went super.
Oh, my God. So I wonder which one's going to be DeVito and which one's going to be Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Did you really just throw a twins reference out there?
Yeah, I can see right now, whatever. Like, you know, when they get older, Daddy, I need your help.
And then the other one's all going to talk raspy and, you know, and I just started blasting.
I want to get my ham.
The other one's going to be in movies with The Rock and shit. Yeah.
Rum ham. Oh, I watched the final trailer for Jumanji 2.
That shit was pretty dope, dude.
I cannot wait to watch this movie because I didn't know how good the first one was going to be. I gave it a shot like, oh, yeah, I'm going to put it on. And I was crying and ribs hurting and it was good.
Dude, it was really good.
So, like, I'm excited about
Jack Black to me stole that movie.
Oh, yeah. And did you see Kevin Hart's Halloween costume this year?
Oh, that was the best, dude.
That skit was hilarious.
Where Kevin Hart's, like, peeped the napkin under my elbow.
That was the best.
I'm glad to see he's back and up and walking and stuff again.
Hell yeah.
Because of his car. I mean, you know, it's because he bought an old car. Like, he bought, like, a tank of, a classic 50s or 60s, I forget what make and model, but, like, that accident, because that car was metal, saved his ass.
Yeah.
You know, had he bought, like, a Tesla or Maserati of modern day, it would have been, like, nope, done. But, yeah.
Yep.
So the Inner City Geeks family has gained to team members, and they're going to be on the podcast probably about a week after they're out.
That's going to be exciting, man.
You know, they better learn to talk right away.
Oh my God, it's not going to be again like how we joke around. Welcome to the Innocent Geeks Dadcast.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, man. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you, brother.
Thank you. Is Harley able to babysit?
Not yet.
Oh.
Not yet.
Yeah, you're gonna have a baby watching babies. That's fantastic, dude. Yay, responsibility.
Well, is it?
She's getting that age, so
it's almost like that the Nick Swartzen skit from way back, 16 months and pregnant.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God, dude, I still like my favorite skit from that fucking show Pretend Time was Wheelchair Cat Trust Fund Kitty.
Oh my God. Short-lived show, but so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, with the whole thing with the, did you just sniff cocaine? Powder donuts, make me go nuts.
All right, so yes, it's time to finish up this fucking show.
It is.
Yeah, so make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show that we have here. We also have Inner City Geeks Turntable, which we just dropped an episode this past week. We will be dropping another episode next week. And then we only have a few more left after this.
Boo.
I know. It's very sad. It's very sad. But like I said earlier, it was only going to be a season of 12 episodes. And we're coming up on 12. This next episode is going to be episode number 10.
Boo.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. But it burns. There will be a season two, so it's gonna be exciting.
Oh my God, two good news.
Yes, exactly.
Back to back great news. Brian's gonna be a dad more than just a cat dad and more turntable.
Yeah, and you didn't catch my burns.
Yes, and not only more turntable, but there will also be more First Watch. Inner City Geeks First Watch will be coming back very soon.
Oh my God, a trifecta. Nice.
Especially with the upcoming Mandalorian coming out soon. Very excited to be talking about that on there, but we also be talking about that on here too. But, you know, we'll go into more detail over there. Also on NRCs.com, we have Bri2J Presents, as well as Comics Con Sabor, Manga Time, Anime Worlds, Good Games, the Inner City Geeks webcomic, everything else that you can find on there, our random ramblings, our random talkies, all that shit is on there. Go check that shit out, innercitygeeks.com for all that. Also, and what?
I was going to say, I also got to like start posting videos up. I keep meaning to, and then like life happens and I'm like, oh yeah,
dude, you're adulting and you're being responsible. That, you know, we get it. We know it's gonna go up soon because I know, what was it, we talked about at Comic-Con that you said you have so much stuff backed up that, you know, you got it.
Exactly.
Brian, I believe in you. I, you know, believe in me that believes in you that you can do this.
Yeah. We've believed in you for a very long time.
Yay, I'm loved.
That's the reason why you're part of the family, dude.
Exactly.
Like I said, yay, I'm loved.
Yay. What else we have on InterCityGeeks.com? InterCityGeeks.com, you also find links to some sponsories type shits. The first link you can find is a link to Amazon.com. Of course, you know, Amazon is a place that you can buy a bunch of cool shit. But if you click on that link or whatever, you can, the first link right there, you can actually get a first month of Amazon Prime for motherfucking freezies. So you can do that. You can watch the second season. Well, you can watch the first season first, of course. But you can also watch the second season of Jack Ryan that just came out.
Oh, yeah, I gotta today. Watch that show.
As of this recording, we got the second season of Jack Ryan, which is very fucking exciting because the first season was really fucking dope. So seeing what's happening with Jack Ryan again, I'm very excited for. So yes, that. You could also watch The Marvelous Miss Maisel that's on there. You can watch The Boys. You can watch a bunch of fucking shit on Amazon Prime. And not only that, but you could also buy some shit and get like free Amazon shippings and shit for Amazon Prime stuff. So yeah, you do that. Also on innercityeats.com, you will find a link to So Sick Clothing Company. And they're a company that sells a bunch of cool shit for us. Like a bunch of shirts and hats and hoodies and sweaters and a bunch of cool shit, which is fucking dope. It's very exciting. So you can go check them out. And at checkout, type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of your entire motherfucking purchase. So go to So Sick Clothing Company. No, SoSickClothing.co. Or just click on that link and just continue to do whatever the fuck you were doing on there. Find all that shit. Another thing that you can find on InnerCities.com is a link to Kushly. If you are interested in checking out some CBD stuff, getting some things to help you relax and make you feel nice and chill and not going too crazy like Brian, you might need some, especially now if you know. Especially now with twins coming, you might need some, you know, some CBDs to get you to relax a little bit.
Basically.
Yeah. So, so make sure you check out Kushly, where they have some pretty cool shit. They got the topical oils and the fucking, and the dropper stuff and the gummies and a bunch of cool shit to check out. So make sure you check that out. And whatever you do at checkout, you'll get 15% off after clicking that motherfucking link on innercitygeeks.com. Places to find this motherfucking show and to tell everybody about. You can find us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Play Music or Google Podcast. I don't know whatever to say it anymore for that. But you can also find us on Spotify. Find us on Spotify and just fucking look us up and just continue to play whatever the fuck we have on there. You can find us on the social medias. Find us on the Facey Space, faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks. You can find us on the Twitters at InnerCityGeeks. You can find us on the Instagram at InnerCityGeeks. And you can also find everybody on this motherfucking show on there as well. And where can we find you, Brian?
You could find me sitting in my chair scrolling through Facey Space. You could find me for reals, Bri_2J. On both Twitter and Instagram, and please like, share, subscribe, and comment and stuff on the channel. Bri_2J presents. Latest videos to go up were Storm Collectibles Marcus Phoenix from Gears of War 5, but with vintage head sculpt to make him look like Gears of War 1.
Nice.
And that's how I have him posed right now. And the latest one was Hasbro's Black Series Jedi Obi-Wan.
Ooh.
General Obi-Wan from they kind of use the Ewan McGregor head sculpt because it's the best Obi-Wan,
of course,
but it's kind of hopefully what they're going to delve into in the TV series that we now can say is confirmed. Really quick side note is that he was on Jimmy Kimmel like two nights ago plugging Dr. Sleep, but he had the hair and the beard of Kenobi.
Nice.
And now he can officially say he's recording it.
He can officially say that he has the Force with him.
Because he kept telling people, I'm not doing Obi-Wan, it'd be nice. Meanwhile, like, it was like already in the works.
Yeah.
So it's like, yay. So check out those videos, guys. They're up. I got a couple more things coming sometime within the week or so.
Yes. Motherfucking do it.
Yeah.
Alex, where can we find you, sir?
Well, I have no videos up right now. I don't have a YouTube channel. But you can find me on Twitter at DinyED. On Instagram at Deny, DINY, period YED.
Yes.
We could find Alex playing his Nintendo DS Pokemon, probably.
Exactly.
And laying in bed.
It's the Switch.
Oh, okay. Same difference. I called it on Nintendo, though.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the old school Hispanics parents or whatever, where every video game is a...
It's a Nintendo, yeah.
Yeah, everything's a Nintendo. Turn off the Nintendo. I'm not playing Nintendo. So I got Nintendo.
And where can we find you, Steve?
Yeah, so you can find me on both the Twitters and the Instagram at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that pretty much wraps it up. So you guys say your goodbyes.
Goodbyes.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. And before we go, I like to play some music. Yay. And this episode, just like every other fucking episode, I'm playing some shit. And a song that I was playing today is actually from a band that I'm checking out for the last couple years. And they recently came out with an album, well, as of today, with the recording. They came out with a new album called The American Sun, or American Sun. And the band is called Fire from the Gods. They are a new metal band.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty fucking cool. They got a black lead singer, which is actually pretty cool too. And the name of the song is actually called All My Heroes Are Dead.
Nice.
Yes, it's a pretty dope ass fucking title for a song. So it's a really dope song too, so check that shit out. So don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
For me that I can shake. Got these demons on my back, they tryna see me break. Moving hectic, feeling stress. Back up against the wall, I'm feeling pressed. But nonetheless, a product of a broken system. Just kill them, still teaching lessons with that good old Smith & Wesson. Got us acting like an army in these streets. On that doggy dog shit, got us acting like beasts. Nothing's off the circle and above my head. Vampire minds wanna bring me dry, see me dead. It's open season on an open mind. It's hatred and violence, so by design. Hit for the head, bullet through the spine. Live a madness, blind leading the blind. All my heroes are dead. Been laid to rest with a bullet in the head. Oh my God, all my heroes are dead. Been laid to rest with a bullet. Come with to a monster chat. Pull out the strap, make me shot in blood clot. Got humanity tiptoeing on the edge of life. It's profit and capital gains versus the price of life. It's black man this and white man that. But it's never you, I'm right, bruv, I got your back. Bullets and gunman, run the promised land. Gunshot blast, tell me who's next. God, I'm a murderous madman, hands on the tech. If you go and speak your mind, protect your neck. You put a clock to your temple, remember that. They got no love for you to put to when you're back. In all my life, everyone that I looked up to are dead and buried, revolutionaries.
Bring it back now. All my heroes are dead. flood tide, just don't cry, remember.